This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, it's Freya's Day. And it's right here at the farm and many places around the globe. Bert's with us in California. Bert, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Happy Friday. And, Vince, it's funny, two Fridays in a row, the rock world has lost a great star yesterday.
Yeah.
David Crosby passed away from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah, and the Byrds, too, right?
Yeah, he was a founding member of the Byrds and then moved on to Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I'd say that's probably one of my favorite bands from college days, if not my favorite, from the time we hung out together back in those days. You know, I guess musicians of the 60s and 70s, they're getting old, and I guess they didn't always live the best lives in terms of taking care of their health. So, you know, it's kind of sad. He had a great career. You know, there's one thing I remember, Vince. I was watching an interview of David Crosby, and he was very outspoken. And he said, looking back at the 60s, he said, you know, we got so many things right. We got the war, you know, it was a horrible war. We got that right. We got the environment right, taking care of the air and the water. We got civil rights correct. We got women's rights correct. We got so many things correct, but we messed up on one thing. He said, we messed up on drugs. And we went overboard on promoting drugs, and that was the big mistake we made. And he knows better than anyone because he was a pretty heavy drug user of all sorts of things, and you know, ultimately
he was even arrested. He was even arrested for it, cocaine, I believe.
For drugs,
you know,
for,
Bert.
Is that, yeah, yeah.
Here's an interesting
thing. He came out against them, so
yeah, good for him. You know, Bert, here's what I did. I was reading the articles and looking at the images of him, and his skin showed a lot of age on it, a lot of age, more, meaning he looked like he had more miles on him than he had, or that he had years to put on. So he aged fairly rapidly, and I believe that a lot of that is the hard living, the on-the-road lifestyle, the drugs and all that. And here's a quote from Mickey Mantle, New York Yankees, Major League Baseball. And Mickey Mantle said, quote, if I had known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself, end quote. That's a great quote to learn from. It's a great quote. It's like that quote from Robert Allen that I've mentioned here in class several times. And Robert Allen was selling real estate, had to buy real estate seminars back in the 1980s, early, probably 1980 itself. He said, the commercial was a close-up of Robert Allen, and he said, if you don't want to be, I'm going to give you a tip, if you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do. And then they got really close to his face, and they said, and don't do it. So if you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do, and don't do it. If you don't want to be unhealthy, watch what unhealthy people do, and don't do it. And if you look at people who smoke, I'm talking about tobacco, they are wrinkled beyond their years, absolutely, positively, for sure.
Yeah.
They show more miles than they have years to show.
And you absolutely look at someone who didn't smoke and just drank moderately, Betty White lived to 100, and she looked great at 100.
And if you looked at my mother, you've seen her many, many times. My mother had a brother and sister, both of whom smoked, both of whom died way earlier than my mother, and both of them looked older than my mother. And my mother was an advocate of vitamins, minerals, supplements, eating healthy, avoiding sugar, avoiding food colors, you know, avoiding all the stupid things that the generally dumb public enjoy. You know, having candy in our house when I was growing up, that was rare. It was really rare having candy.
Yeah. And, you know, Vince, I got to say I'm a little surprised to find you on the air this morning because I thought you'd be in Switzerland. Did you not get invited to Davos for the World Economic Forum? Or did your invitation get lost in the storm? I mean, it's for the movers and shakers. I figured I'd be calling in alone or somehow getting our soup can to work across the ocean.
You know, Bert, they really don't like us. The elite do not like us because we talk about what they do, the evil that they foist upon the planet, the damage that they're doing. By the way, are you going to talk about Elon Musk and that fraud, that alleged fraud about him promoting a self-driving automobile, that it was scripted?
Well,
let's talk about that.
I don't think he was invited, but Vince, I can't get out of my mind the picture that I keep seeing of all these private jets parked wingtip to wingtip on the runway. And then, you know, the airport's not near where the conference is, so then they take a 1 to 2 hour limousine ride in these huge gasoline-powered SUVs to get to the concert grounds, to get to the event grounds, their hotel rooms and the speaking rooms. So, I mean, I'm only speaking the obvious here that everyone else is thinking. These guys are coming out against all kinds of, I guess you've heard, we can't use gas-powered stoves, yet they fly in probably the most polluting devices on the planet in aggregate, which is small jets. You know, if it was a turboprop, it'd be a little more efficient, but jets, especially private jets, when you look at per passenger, are the worst polluters on the planet. Don't they see the irony in what they're doing? Or they just don't care?
Well, okay, let's say it's one of the worst polluters. But they're not satisfied with having a device that's just one of the worst polluters. They also have yachts. And a ship. I mean, these great big boats with these massive diesel engines. They are polluters, too. And in terms of fuel per mile, I don't think anything's worse than a ship or a boat. I don't think anything is.
Yeah,
so
luckily,
they have the number one. They have the, well, even they even require energy when they're docked. They have bilge pumps to keep the water from sinking them, you know, the water that leaks in. What I'm saying is these people, here's the lesson in all this is, don't believe a word that they say. Watch what they do. And take your cue from what they do. And what you're saying, I believe, is that my take on what you just said is what they do is diametrically opposed to what they say. Don't y'all be using gas stoves? Bert, there is this push to convert everything to electricity. Everything. You know, homes, 100% electric. Vehicles, 100% electric. It's not going to work. And I wanted to mention this, Bert, to you this morning. I mentioned my theory about the overvoltage situation and how it started out with 100 volts in the United States. Power from the power generation plants around 1890, 1900, 1910, around 100 volts. But the sag, the resistance in the wire, would make the end receptacle at the house less than 100 volts, and it wasn't enough. So they decided to boost it to 110. and they put transformers on the poles right outside the house. So they had high voltage coming down the power lines on the streets, reduced it to 110 at the transformer, and that seemed to work until people started getting vacuum cleaners and toasters and using more and more electricity, because it was great. It did really wonderful things like lighting and heating and all kinds of things. And so there are all these appliances and people using more and more electricity. And they haven't stopped. There has been no decrease in the amount of electricity that's been consumed. Over time, we use more and more and more. And there's no end in sight, especially with electric cars. So the utility companies have been bumping up voltage, 110. And my dad used to call it 110. Didn't your dad call it 110 and 220? Didn't he? I'll bet he did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how we used to call it when I was sticking wires in the wall and getting electrocuted.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody called it 110 because it was 110. And if you measured it, you would see it was 110 volts. And then it was 111, 112. And then 115 was a big one. Then people would say 115.
Yeah, I remember.
And then
that
they'd say
117. Well.
And then they'd say 117. That was so the big stopping points were 110, 115, 117, and now it's 120, but it's not 120. We are current. In the middle of the night, I got up and I measured our voltage in the kitchen from the grid, bumping up right just under 125, 124
wow.
and change. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm at 124 about 122.
And change. Yeah, so it keeps getting higher and higher and higher. And then it's burning up stuff. It's burning up equipment. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, electronics, they're all failing faster than they should because of the higher voltage. But mostly devices with motors. Those are the ones that are failing the soonest. But then you mentioned 70 volts. You had a grid down situation, but you measured 70 volts across from common to line one or line two.
Yeah,
and 140
line, 70 volts. Yeah.
Yeah. And across both hots, line one and line two, it was what it should have been 240, it was 140. And what was supposed to be 120 was 70. Is that right?
Yeah. But Vince, I have one question for you, though. In the middle of the night, you wake up with an urge to measure your voltage. You know, I woke up with an urge to write down the name of a song that I want to look up or remember to buy dog food or something like that. You wake up and you got to measure the line voltage.
Right. Right. So are you saying that you're defective? You should be writing down line voltage? What are you saying?
Well, no. I'm just, I guess we all have things that bug us.
I can't explain this, but in the middle of the night, I sit up and I, whoa, and I think about things, and it's happening more and more often. I kind of wish it weren't, but it is. Well, all right, so here's back to the 70 volts thing. I believe I know what the answer is. I mentioned this yesterday. I believe what happened was all of these solar-powered systems that are on the rooftops and on freestanding arrays were running. And they were powering the grid from people's homes and businesses. But it couldn't power up to the nominal 120 volts. It got stuck at 70 volts. And that all makes perfect sense to me. And so that's what I think, that's why you had 70 volts. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, one of the things about USA Prepares is they're real-time events that we report. And our son came into the studio very quietly a couple minutes ago. And I potted down the microphone so he could tell me something. He had this big, great big grin on his face. And he said, "It's okay, we got him. It's okay, we got him."
Escaped convicts?
No. No, it's more permanent than that. The last time he said that was 15 years ago. "It's okay, Dad, we got him." There were some puppies that were at the end of our driveway, and they were living in the culvert, and they were freezing. They're really, really young puppies, and they were in the throes of, you know, the elements killing them. And so there were three of them, Cooper, Bell, and Spook. And so he brought them home, and he said, "Dad, you know, it was terrible. These poor puppies are at the end of the driveway, and they're going to die. But it's okay. It's okay. We got them." That was, you know, 15 years ago, he said. He just said it again, just a couple minutes ago. And we got him. We got two more. And we have two more puppies that he rescued from freezing to death. You know, brand new puppies. And that's what's happening. People are abandoning their animals. They are just abandoning them, and they're hoping that someone else is going to pick them up before they die from the elements. But I just want to share that with you.
Yeah, Bert, I was more concerned about the prison break in Missouri. Apparently,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
Five.
I got your email.
You know, yeah, no joke. I mean, there's five bad hombres on the loose, and I was thinking your son might have caught one of them.
Well, you know, we're ready for them, and I hope for their sake they don't try to set up shop here at the farm. It would be a terrible thing. But yeah, from St. Louis, the prison system in St. Louis, Missouri. They escaped. They went through the roof. I appreciate that email that you sent me and Andy Gibbs sent me. But yeah, they did, and they're on the run. I don't know if they've been caught yet, but I think three of them are alleged rapists, right? Sex offenders.
Yeah. Well, amongst other sordid deeds that they did, and how they got out, I don't know.
They went out through the roof. It was Escape from Alcatraz, that kind of a thing. It looks like.
Well, I was part of it, and then that was only halfway, and then they literally forced their way out the final gate by, I guess, beating up the guards. Hey, Vince, getting on to another topic, because I know time is short.
What about this? What about the 70 volts? What about your thought about?
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, I think that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense, and I had never seen it before, and then I saw it twice within 2 weeks in my neighborhood, once in my home and once in a friend who lived a couple of blocks away, had the same exact thing happen. And then at some point going to zero, because I think, you know, they pull the switch or break the wire while they're doing the repair. But it's as good an explanation as any. I would call the power company and ask them, but I doubt they're going to get back to me. So, I think that makes sense, Vince. Hey, Vince, you lived in New Jersey once, as did I, and also Long Island. Well, class, there's dead whales popping up all over New Jersey shore, and they're linking it to offshore wind farms. And I think the second most powerful law of the universe is the law of unintended consequences, and here's another case of it happening. They want to build these wind farms, and apparently, according to some good reporting, they're linking the death of these whales to wind farms, which I guess it doesn't really go well with the environment that the whales thrive in, and apparently it's killing them. They're not sure if it's the actual windmills themselves or the work they do when they install them, how they're disrupting the oceans and creating problems, and that's what's killing them. But they're washing up on the Jersey shore and also Long Island, where I grew up. So not good, Ben.
Yeah. You know, class, when people think of New Jersey, they think of it just a terrible place. But when I was a child, very young child, I used to play on this farm. Some place called Colts Neck, New Jersey. And that farm is Bruce Springsteen's farm today. That's where he used to play. Horse farm. No kidding.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Elon Musk could take the stand in San Francisco, California soon in a federal trial over investor losses allegedly caused by his tweets to take Tesla private. Prosecution is focused on Mr. Musk's frame of mind when he texted "funding secured" in the summer of 2018. The Treasury Department began taking special measures to keep paying the government's bills on Thursday as the United States is against its borrowing limit.
The debt ceiling needs to be lifted, but wouldn't it be a normal thing if we're $31 trillion in debt not to just give a blank check?
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. The Treasury Department began their so-called extraordinary measures, those accounting maneuvers, including suspending investments for certain government accounts that will allow the Treasury to keep paying obligations to bondholders, Social Security recipients, and others until at least early June. Lance Fry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Watch it.
No, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my...
When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yep. I just ran out during the break to the dog pen where we put calves if they need to be nursed, you know, if they're in trouble and the mama can't take care of them. So we have a dog pen 10 by 10. And, yep, we got them. We got two new puppies. Yeah, that's what happens.
Vin, when you ran out there, did you remember to check your mailbox?
The mailbox is 1,300 feet from where I am right
now. That's what I'm saying. You know. Your invite to Davos might be sitting in there. Check it enough.
Well, how would I get there, Bert?
To Davos or to the mailbox?
Well, the mailbox I would just take. I'd either take a 10-minute walk round trip, or I would. It's over a quarter of a mile, but.
Vince, you go private. You don't have to own the plane. There's these clubs you join. you fly in a Learjet or other assorted jet. You
Falcon.
Land. Yeah, you yeah. land a couple hours out. You charter an SUV, takes you to your hotel room, and then Vince, you know, in all seriousness, it's funny because USA Prepares, we're helping people, and the people in Davos claim they're there to help regular people of the world.
Themselves.
Yeah, well,
they really help themselves.
I mean, it's the irony is, anyway, Vince, getting on to important things, the FAA has released a report saying they found the cause of the January 11th air traffic shutdown. They're saying that it was a computer glitch because the contractor, and you notice they don't say an employee, they blame these things on contractors, that accidentally, mistakenly deleted files. And they're saying that they were trying to synchronize files between the live primary database and the FAA backup database, and in the process of doing that, unintentionally deleted files, and that created a synchronization problem between the two databases. Do we believe that, Vince? I don't know. I guess it's as credible as anything else they can
no,
say.
No. I don't believe it. I've been in industry, and when something goes wrong, they have a postmortem, and a lot of times it's just made up. It's like let's make up a scenario that is credible or potentially credible, and it may not be the truth at all. No, it's just like that girl that found the bird in her father's backyard, put it in a box, and mother and daughter were going back to where the mother lived, family, father and mother divorced, and then the Fish and Wildlife agent demanded and served the mother with court papers to appear in court to face a fine because the child rescued a bird, released it into the wild, and they said that she was transporting an endangered species. And they were going to fine the mother $500 and potentially a year in jail. And so we exposed that, and we said the child should get a plaque. And the mother shouldn't. I mean, it's exactly upside down, inverted, and backwards. So what happened was a press release came out, and it was a clerical error. This whole thing was a clerical error. They blamed some non-existent clerk. You're absolutely right. I don't believe anything that comes from organized anything, including the Boy Scouts.
Well, Vince, we still Thank don't you. Know who's putting those mysterious transmitters around Salt Lake, but one of our instructors says it looks like it could be ham radio operators. One of the other explanations was it had to do with crypto mining, it was a way to parallel process the signal, but that doesn't sound plausible. Why you'd need wireless up in the mountains to do that. So
no, I think the first one was right. I think it's ham radio operators. I think Lou Cassidy was right with that.
Yeah. Vince, you know, this one's going to hurt you, but it turns out we heard about that car company that had the fraudulent advertisement about, in fact, they used it for their IPO, and the car was an empty shell going downhill. Well, not quite that bad, but apparently a couple of years ago, before Tesla had perfected the self-driving car, apparently, according to someone who had worked there, he says, the Tesla that was in the video wasn't actually driving itself. And they released the video, even though they knew that it was staged. So that news just came out, Vince.
You used the word perfected, I believe. Is that what you said before they perfected it?
They were working on it, and they knew how they wanted it to work, so they made the video look like how it was going to work before they had actually gotten it to work? Did I explain it?
I believe you used a word jungle there. I believe you used the word perfected. I don't think a Tesla autopilot is perfected.
Oh no, I don't think it is either.
Because those darn things run into nouns, right? Persons, places, and things, stationary objects. Okay, so class, here's what we're saying. This has been reported. I've read this. I've read this article. Bert's read it. And Elon Musk was allegedly in charge of making this video happen to let the generally dumb public believe that these Teslas had the capability to start and stop and turn and do all the things that a person would do behind the wheel before they were able to get some of those things accomplished. Now, Bert, if a person does something like that, and they are in the business of public ownership, meaning selling stock, and they actually make a claim that they have a product that does something that they don't have, isn't that fraud? Isn't that something that could be investigated by the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission, manipulating stock prices?
Well, they have their hands filled now with some other issues going on. I guess there's a court case going on as we speak where he claimed he was going to take the company private for $420 a share. This was pre-split. And the funny thing, though, it turns out the people are claiming they lost money, but no matter what price you look at during that era, the stock price, even after the huge fall it's taken in the last 12 months, is still well above any of those prices. So if they just held their shares, nobody would have lost money. But anyway, that trial's going on. I think there's enough trials pending or possible regarding Tesla that probably they're not going to go back that far in time to, I don't even know what the statute's limitations would be because this was a few years ago, Vince. But I do have some good electric news for you, Vince. You like American cars? Well, this is kind of breaking news. Corvette is going to be introducing a electric Chevrolet is going to be introducing an electric Corvette. So that's sort of breaking news.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, are there any famous people, maybe actually notorious people who like Corvettes? I'm trying to think. Is there anybody that comes to mind that really likes Corvettes? Like old ones, like 1967.
I kind of remember seeing, I don't know if it was an old guy who became president or his son, maybe it was both of them, driving an old Corvette into, but I got to tell you, they didn't keep their garage very neat because I looked at the guy backing his car into the garage and there's papers strewn all over. Man, who would keep a garage that messy? But yeah, I did see something like that on the news. It was an older Corvette, Vince. I don't think it was electric.
I think it was a 67. I think it was a 67 convertible. You know, that's when they called them Corvette Stingrays. That's what they called them. And it wasn't just Corvette. It was Corvette Stingray.
Yeah.
And that particular model, the 1967, absolutely fabulously gorgeous. Gorgeous. It's right up there with the Ford F40 race car. Absolutely.
Oh, that is a beautiful. Yeah. Did you ever see the movie about that? How the Ford ended up beating Ferrari in on the race tracks?
They cheated.
Ferrari or Ford?
Ford. Ford cheated.
Well, that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was?
Well, what they did was, you know, Ford worked out a system where they would change the problem with the Ford was it would wear out the brakes. And you had to replace the brakes in order to continue the race. But what Ford did was they changed the whole assembly to make it so that they could swap out a whole assembly, not just the brakes like Ferrari would do and everybody else. They'd make it so they changed out a whole assembly, including the brakes, really fast. And then throwing that lug nut, you know, taking the Ford pit crew, taking a lug nut out of his pocket and just dropping it in the Ferrari pit lane where the Ferrari had just had the tires changed, and then the guys see a lug nut in the pit area, like wondering, are we running on one less lug nut at 200 miles an hour? Is that what we're doing? I mean, that was rotten. That was just evil, manipulative, and rotten. And it makes me lose respect for Ford. Now, Ferrari, I know a little bit about Ferraris. They are magnificently engineered race cars. They really are. Those engines are incredible. And they're high winding. I mean, small pistons, and those things turn a lot of RPMs, way more than the Ford, you know, the big block 427 Ford did, or the 289 small block Ford. That Ferrari engine is a high-winding engine. That was a better car. Wasn't necessarily better looking, but it was a better engineering. But Ford, I believe, cheated their way to position number one, two, and three. And they engineered that they would take the first three slots. They engineered who was going to cross the finish line first, second, and third. And it was all going to be Ford. It was all engineered. And it was about selling cars. It was about selling Fords. And that's what racing was about back then. It was about selling cars. It wasn't about winning on the racetrack. It was about selling cars on Monday after the weekend race. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, Bert, you were talking about the new Corvette. And they've got one that's got a 6.2-liter small block. I like small block engines myself rather than big blocks, except in tractors. In tractors, I like big, beefy diesel big blocks. But in cars, I like the small block engines. And this thing, this E-Ray, which is the, I guess, the electric gas hybrid Corvette, 655 horsepower from the electric motor combined with the small block. And it's got an all-wheel drive system. Bert, there is no reason. There is no reason for this thing to be on the road. None whatsoever. This is a recipe for a car crash.
So Vince, you're going to have a deposit in for one? Is that what I'm hearing?
Bert, I don't like taking small vehicles on the road anymore. I just don't like it. It doesn't matter what they are. I used to have that little Lotus, that little red 1974 Lotus. Mrs. Finelli really pressured me to sell it because it was, if anything hit that, they'd have to hose me out of the crash if anything hit it, because there's just not very much mass there.
Yeah.
And if you look at, yeah.
Well, go ahead.
If you look at these big trucks and the tractor trailers, and you look at these little tiny cars, there's no match. It's a recipe for death. Of the person in the little vehicle. And there's no reason why any vehicle that has two seats needs to have 655 horsepower. None whatsoever. Because what happens, and I know this for a fact, when you have a vehicle that has a lot of horsepower, there's a tremendous temptation to step on that accelerator and see what it really does.
Well, then,
and
I
a lot
have,
of people...
Yeah, I have a story to report here before we finish up on the electric vehicle that's very small. It turns out that users who have iRobots signed an agreement to allow interactive pictures being taken on how they use their iRobot, and it turns out that the company that was processing all the pictures was laughing and passing around pictures of people going to the bathroom when the iRobot came in the room and getting dressed in their bedrooms, and apparently iRobot partnered with a company called Scale AI. I assume this stands for artificial intelligence. And these pictures are now, according to an article by Breitbart, they say that, well, these pictures are all over the internet now. MIT Technology conducted a review and said they think it happened to be gig workers in Venezuela. Who knows if that's true, that were responsible for sending these pictures out. But, Vince, that's about the smallest of electrical vehicles, your iRobot vacuum cleaner. And apparently they were going around taking pictures of people in all kinds of positions in their homes. Is that a crazy story or what?
No, can't be true. You know, Bert, we reported that a couple years ago that this was going to happen right here on USA Prepares. I remember saying that. This is going to happen. These things are taking pictures. They're mapping out people's homes. They're sharing that information with whomever can pick it up. So the home, the interior of homes is mapped out. Because these robots have to figure out where the walls are, the chairs are, and, you know, those kinds of things. The kitchen cabinets, the islands, all that. The floor plan of the house, and then whatever else they see. And they transmit these pictures to through Wi-Fi to the Internet. And who knows what's going to happen to them. And I guess these robotic vacuum cleaners are smart enough to find the bathroom. And sometimes people are in, they, you know, they've got their pants down or whatever they're doing. You're absolutely right, Bert.
Yeah.
Smart.
Hey, Vince,
according to John, Captain John Reagan, smart equals spy. Those are synonyms.
Real quick, I saw the president yesterday twice. I live underneath the flight path to Moffett Field Naval Air Station, and that's where the president landed and took off from. So I saw him both times when, I was just out there pulling a tarp off of my roof from some flooding work that I'm working on, and I saw a fleet of Ospreys moving toward from Moffett Field towards Santa Cruz, where the president was going, so they had to be him. I guess they were escorting him with the Ospreys. And then just by coincidence, I was putting out the garbage in the evening, and I saw two helicopters go in the reverse direction, so that pretty sure that had to be Uncle Joe going back to the base to fly home.
Did you yell up there? It's okay, don't. I'm with you. I voted for you. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't want to yell, Vince, and attract attention because those helicopters are probably armed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll bet those things get great economy. You know, just like the Davos planes and the yachts, right? Bert, it's always a lot of fun broadcasting with you. I'll see you next week. Same time, same station. Thank
radio.
You.
Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.